This week we begin a new Sefer of Chumash, Sefer Bamidbar, otherwise known as Chumash HaPekudim, Numbers. This Shabbos is also Shabbos Mevarchim and also Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan, which means that Minog Yisrael is the Haftorah that we read is not the Haftorah of Bamidbar, but it's the Haftorah of Mochor Chodesh. And the only reason why we read this Haftorah is because of the words Mochor Chodesh, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, referring to the story of David and Yehonasan and Shaul, Kimavur and Shmuel Perek Chav. But what does it have to do really with Erev Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh, this Haftorah? Which the truth is, any time Rosh Chodesh is Sunday, this Haftorah is read. But we're discussing now the connection to Shavuos, being that this is the Shabbos prior to Shavuos, and the Haftorah that we're going to be reading is going to be the Haftorah of Mochor Chodesh. The halacha is, it's brought down in halacha, that Parshas Bamidbar is always read before Shavuos. It's brought down in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh that La'olam Kairin Parshas Bamidbar Sinai Kaidem Atzeres. And Chazal give a simen, Menu Ve'itzru, count and get together, which count means Bamidbar, Itzru is Atzeres, that's Shavuos. What does Bamidbar have to do with Shavuos? Another question that it might be a strange question, but actually it's an interesting question, and that is, L'cha'ira, Bamidbar and Pekudim are opposites. This entire Sefer is called Sefer Bamidbar. Not only this parasha, which is called Parshas Bamidbar, but the entire Sefer is called Bamidbar, based on the beginning words of the parasha, Vayedabra Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai. Yet we refer to this Chumash also as Chumash HaPekudim. L'cha'ira, Bamidbar and Pekudim are opposites. Why? Because Bamidbar means wilderness. A wilderness is a place of emptiness, where there is nothing. It's ownerless, it's hefker. And we know... The Chazal tell us on the Pasuk in Parshas Chukas, Mimidbar Matana, that when a person, in order to merit that the Torah be given to him as a gift, in order that a person should acquire Torah learning, he must turn himself into a midbar. He has to be like a midbar. Lo'olam yosim adam atzmai kemidbar hefker, and then he's zocha that the Torah is given to him as a matana. Umi midbar matana. What is a midbar? A midbar is a place where everyone steps, where everyone walks. There's no worry about trespassing. There's certainly no sign in front of a wilderness that says no trespassing, because no one owns it. Who cares? Nothing grows there. It's empty. It's a wilderness, a place of snakes and scorpions, as the Pasuk describes in Midbar and Parshas Ekev, Makom, Nachash, Sarah, Ve'akra, Vitzimoyin, Asher, Ein Moyim. So a Midbar is empty. It's nothing. It's Hefker, as Chazal called. Hefker la'koil. And the prerequisite to Matan Torah is that a person be hefker, that a person be humble, which is what we've been speaking about, and that's exactly what the whole avodah of Yemei HaSfira is to bring ourselves to this level of midbar, which is why the last Shabbos before Shavuos, the last Shabbos prior to Chag HaShavuos, is Parshas Bamidbar. By that time, we have already reached this level of midbar, which, although it might sound like, what level is it? A level of midbar? What kind of level is that? That's the highest level, when a person could actually be a midbar. When a person is so humble that he considers himself an empty wilderness, then he's ready for Matan Torah. Till then, he's not ready. Which is one of the reasons, as the Medrash says, why the Torah was given in the midbar. The Torah, l'chaira, should have been given in a fancy palace, in a city, or in Eretz Yisrael. The Torah was not given in Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't given in Yerushalayim. It wasn't given in a city or a garden or a field or a scenic area. The Torah was given in an empty wilderness, a midbar. And there are many, many reasons that the Medrash says why. And one reason is this concept that a person has to be like a midbar. A person has to experience bittul, which means total annulment. A person has to annul his arrogance, a person has to be selfless rather than selfish. A person has to be humble in order to be able to be zeicha to the Torah, which is why Bamidbar is read before Shavuos. Umi midbar matana. So midbar symbolizes bittul, anivus, hachna'a, humility. Pekudim, on the other hand, we call this Chumash, Chumash HaPekudim. Pekudim means counting. This is the Chumash, this is the fifth of the Chamisha Chumashay Torah that talks a lot about the Jews being counted. Now, counting is something which, when you count something, that means it has importance, it has significance. It's not a midbar. You don't count a midbar. A midbar is not countable. It's not important. It doesn't even pay to be mentioned. It's only a midbar. Something which is counted is chashuv. So l'cha'ira, midbar and pekudim are opposites. So how do we reconcile the fact that this chumash is called ba'midbar and it's called chumash ha'pekudim at the same time? Another question that requires an answer, I mean, all questions we hope we have an answer for, is why is Shavuos called Atzeres? Chazal referred to Shavuos as Atzeres. In the Torah, it's not called Atzeres. It's either called Chag HaShavuos, Yom HaBikurim, Yom HaKohol in Parshas Vaeschanan, the Day of Gathering, where all Jews gather together. Why did Chazal refer to Shavuos as Atzeres? In Chumash, Shvi Shel Pesach is called Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, of course, is called Atzeres. Shavuos is not, but Chazal call it Atzeres. Why? And Minhag Yisrael, of course, is to read Rus on Shavuos. Why do we read Rus on Shavuos? L'cha'ira, what does Rus have anything to do with Matan Torah? The story of Rus is a beautiful story, and it ends off with the birth of David HaMelech, which is the ancestor of Mashiach, the Yichus of David, the Yichus of Mashiach, which is in Sefer Rus. But what does it have to do with Shavuos? Why are we reading this on Shavuos? Besides the many reasons that are given. Parshas Bamidbar has 159 psukim, equal to the word Chilkiyahu, the siman given at the end of the parasha, how many psukim this parasha has, 159, is Chilkiyahu. Chilkiyahu, which is a name Tanachi, Chilkiyahu means Chelek Hashem, a portion, a part of Hashem, Kaviyahu. What does that have to do with Bamidbar? The parasha has 159 psukim. 159 is equal to the word Katan. Katan means small. A person has to be a katan in his own. A person has to be a katan. A person has to be an onav, which is midbar. The midbar has a connection to katan. When a person is a katan, he is zaycha to Torah. We say this in the Elokai Netzar every day. The nafshi ke'ofor la'koil tihiyah is the prerequisite to psach libi b'soyrosach. A person has to be ke'ofor la'koil. V'ilamekalalai nafshi sidom. It's a very, very great madrega that a person is silent when he is being harassed, when he's being insulted. A great reward, Chazal tell us, to a person who is silent when people insult him, he doesn't answer back. David HaMelech didn't answer back. David HaMelech didn't allow his soldiers to kill Shimi ben Gera when Shimi was cursing David. But he told them not to do anything to him, rather, Hashem Amalei Kaleil, which is the Madrega of David HaMelech, Madrega of an honor of, more than that, one who believes that everything has been a shamayim, and when one is being insulted, one realizes that that is Hashem's will. And it's not for him to answer back, and the more he controls himself, the biggest schar he receives, as the Gemara talks about. And they love him, ve'enon oilven, shoymim charposim, ve'enon meshivin, that they hear them, they hear their embarrassment, and they don't answer back. The goal is to reach this level of katan. By David HaMelech, it says, v'David hu ha-katan. David was great, but yet he's referred to as the katan. David was an anav. David was total bittel. David says about himself, tefila la'ani chiyatov. David was the most humble, even though he was a melech, yet David was the most humble. The David hu hakatan. And in order for one to be able to join with others, which the goal is to reach this level of Ayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, which is Rosh Chodesh Sivan, this coming Sunday, one has to humble oneself. One has to be a midbar in order to be zaycha to receive the Torah. That's why the prerequisite to Matan Torah is Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. There cannot be Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar without this hakdama, without this introduction of midbar. That's why in Parshas Yisro, in the reading of Shavuos morning, the pasuk says, "Bachodesh Hashlishi Litzayis Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim Ba'yom Hazeh Bo'u Midbar Sinai." Vayavayu, again, it says Vayavayu Midbar Sinai, Vayachanu Bamidbar. Three times the Torah mentions Midbar Sinai here. And then Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Hahar. The preconditioned to it was Vayachanu Bamidbar. It wasn't just that they came to Midbar Sinai, but they themselves become the Midbar. Vayachanu Bamidbar, Klal Yisrael themselves, each individual, was a Midbar, was a Katan, was an Anav, and therefore Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, and we're ready to receive the Torah. Without that, there cannot be Matan Torah, Umi Midbar Matana. In the Haftarah that we read, whenever Erev Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos, which is Machar Chodesh, David and Shaul and Yonason are making a pact together. And the Pasuk tells us that David asked Yonason whether his father still hates him. So Yonason says, tomorrow is going to be Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh, the Melech makes a Suda. And at that Suda, Yonason advised David not to be there. And Shaul will ask where he is, and then Yonason says, I'll be able to tell from the way he talks about you whether his feelings, his attitude has changed or not. And the Lashon of the Pasuk is, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, v'nifkadeta ki yipoked moishavecha. V'nifkadeta means, and you'll be remembered. Why? Ki yipoked moishavecha, because your seat will be empty. You'll be missing. And it's an interesting thing here. We see the same word used in two opposite meanings. V'nifkadeta and yipoked. V'nifkadeta means you will be remembered, like we say in Yalav Yovah on Rosh Chodesh, Yizocher Zichroineinu Ufikedoineinu. But then it says, ki yipoked Moshe Vech. Yipoked means missing. You're going to be missing, so that's why he's going to ask about you. Otherwise he wouldn't ask, because you're there. So on the one hand, David is not to be by the suit of v'nifkadeta. You'll be remembered, ki yipoked Moshe Vech, because your seat will be empty, because you'll be missing. As it says in Parshas Matos, v'lo nifkad mimenu ish. Nifkad means missing. The same word means remembered and missing. And really, they're toli zebozeh. The fact that you'll be missing, the fact that you won't be there, will be the reason why you're going to be remembered. You know, Shaul is going to be asking about you, he's going to be talking about you, because you're not there. So the Sifrei Chassidus expound on this extensively, that this is the idea of the bittul which leads to Zikaron. You know, in order for us to be remembered, in order that Hashem should remember us, we have to be missing. We have to annul our existence. We have to humble ourselves. Ki yipoked moishavecha will lead to v'nifkadeta. V'yoyim ala Yohainosan, Yohainosan is Hashem, Hashem Nosan. David is every Yid. Every Yid experiences v'nifkadeta when yipoked moishavecha. And that is the same idea here. It's Bamidbar, but it's Chumash HaPkudim. The way that we are remembered and counted is if we humble ourselves like deserts, we become like wildernesses, we become ketanim in our eyes. We are ketanim, we are humble, realizing how great Hashem is, and after going through the avod of the Yemei HaSfira, and tonight, not saying the exact sphere that it is, but we could say it in spheroids. Tonight is Yesoid Shebi Yesoid. It's the sixth day of the sixth week. It's a very special sphere tonight. Also the yard site of Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lutzato, the Ramchal, and Rav Shlomka Zavilla, one of the biggest Bali Ruach HaKodesh in Eretz Yisrael in the 1940s, a lot of major stories from him. Two great tzaddikim, and his Bechina was Yesoid, Ki Yadua. He was Yesoid, Shebi Yesoid. These two great tzaddikim, their yahrzeit falls out tomorrow, Chav Vav Iyar, Yesoid, Shebi Yesoid. And being that it's already 40 days past the beginning of the sphere, we have already counted 40 days. Most of Sfira is gone. At this point already, especially the way the Baal HaTanya writes in the Siddur and Shalak Ba'omer, that the main Sfira is Tol Hoyd Shabahoyd. So the main part of Sfira has already been completed. The last 2 weeks is total bittul. Total bittul, especially Malchus, the last week of Sfira. Total bittul in order to be Makabal the Torah. Total Hachno'a Va'anova. Bamidbar. And that leads to Pekudim. It's not a Sfira at all. Bamidbar is Chumash HaPekudim. We are counted, we are remembered, we are choshev in the eyes of Rabbeinu Shel Olam because we are batel. The more batel we are, the more choshev we are. The more humble one is, the more hashruas hashchina he is zoicha to receive. As the Gemara says, Ein ani v'hu yecholim lo dur ba'olam, and a balgaiva. A balgaiva Hashem and a balgaiva cannot be connected. Hashem does not rest, the shchina will not rest on a balgaiva. During the Yemei HaSfira, as the pasuk says, Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tehiyena. We're working on the midah of Tmimus, which a Tamim is an onav. So says Rashi in Avodah Zarah concerning Noach. It says Noach Ish Tzadik Tamim. Says Rashi over there, Tamim onav. And the reason for that is because there's no greater balmum than a balgaiva, as the Gemara says in Saita. Mandi yohir ihu balmum. A balmum is a balgaiva. A balgaiva is a balmum. No greater blemish. And a tamim has to be an onav then. If he's a tamim, if he's complete, and he doesn't have any blemish, then that means he's totally humble. He has reached this level of bittul, of midbar. He's a tamim, and therefore he can receive the Torah. Torah is Hashem Tamima. The Torah is Tamima, and it's only given to those who have reached this level of Tamimus. That's why we find an interesting thing by Shavuos, which we don't find by any other Yomtiv, in the Karbonos of Musaf, also in Chumash HaPekudim, in Parshas Pinchas, which is one of the reasons why it's called Chumash HaPekudim, because in Pinchas, B'nai Yisrael were counted again, and there the Torah discusses all the Musafim, all the additional Karbonos that are brought on every Yomtiv. By all the Yomim Tovim, it discusses the Mincha, the Menachos, and the Nesachim, the flower offerings and the libations, the wine that was poured on the Mizbeach. Only by one Yom Tov does it say that they have to be Tamimim, Shavuos. By Shavuos it says, Tamimim Yihiyu Lachem Evin Iskehem. The Torah begins with Yom HaBikurim BeHakrivchem Mincha Chadosh Al HaShem, and it ends, Tamimim Yihiyu Lachem Evin Iskehem. And Rashi says that even the wine has to be Tamimim. Chazal learned from here, Shehayayin Shehela Kmachin Pasol in Esachim. If there are any sediments and other things in the wine is Pasol. Why does the Torah choose to tell this to us only by Shavuos? Shavuos is not the first Yom Tov that's mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. The Torah talks about Tamimus by Shavuos, because by Shavuos, we are Tamimim. We're not Tamimim yet on Pesach. Pesach is when we start the Avodah. It takes 7 weeks, it takes a lifetime, but it takes 7 weeks of the Yemei HaSfira to reach this level of Tamimus in order to be makabel the Torah. So the Torah talks to us about Tamimim, dafka by Shavuos, Tamimim yihi olachem evin iskehem. The Torah tells us, Tamim tihiye im Hashem Elokecha. Says Rashi over there in Parshas Shoftim, that if you are Tamim, if you rely on Hashem, and you don't follow all the superstitions of the world, and you don't go to the magicians and to the sorcerers, but rather, Tamim tihiye, your reward is im Hashem Elokecha, which there Rashi says, you will be imoy v'chelka. You'll be with him and you'll be part of him. You'll be part of Hashem. Imoy, and Rashi uses the word chelkoi. Oz tihiya imoy ulechelkoi. What does chelkoi mean? What does that mean, chelek? Chas v'shalom, Hashem doesn't have any parts to him. Hashem is achdus hapshuta. But the pasuk says concerning Klal Yisrael, that ki chelek Hashem amoy. It's a pasuk in Hazinu. So it's not kfira to say that. It's a pasuk. A yid is a chelek of Hashem. It's a pasuk in Eov. Chelek, the neshama is a chelek eloika mima'al. The Balatanya adds the word in Perek Sheni. Mamish. Chelek eloika mima'al mamish. Indeed, literally, really, that every yid is a chelek of Hashem. But in order that we should have, in order that the chelek Hashem can be revealed properly, there has to be the avoida of the Yemei HaSfira. There has to be the avoida of Tmimus, of Hachno'av Anov, in order to be zoicha to this Chelek Hashem, which is the simon given to how many psukim Parshas Bamidbar has. The simon given to how many psukim Bamidbar has is Chilkiyahu. Chilkiyahu equal to 159. Chelek Hashem, and it's that's Katon. Kufnun Tes 159. Correct. It's the same thing. Katon is Chilkiyahu. The more Katon one is, the more revealed is the Chelek Hashem that exists in him. Bamidbar Chumash HaPekudim ki yipokeid moishavecha is v'nefkadeta. That's why we read this every Erev Rosh Chodesh. Erev Rosh Chodesh, you cannot see the moon. The moon is invisible. It's there, but it's invisible. It's bittul. The moon is batel. And then what comes afterwards? The moilad halavana. The bittul, the 29th day of the month, when the moon is not seen, which is Erev Rosh Chodesh, leads to Mochar Chodesh. That's why we read this Haftarah, not just because of the words Mochar Chodesh. Because every Erev Rosh Chodesh, which Klal Yisrael are compared to the moon, every Erev Rosh Chodesh, we learn from the moon to be Nizbatel, to be, just like the moon is Batel in front of the sun, which is why you don't see it. So too, a Yid has to be Batel before Hashem, and then he is Zoicha to be remembered. Then comes the Moilad. Right after the 29th comes Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is the Moilad. V'nifkadata ki yipokeit Moshevecha. Bamidbar, and then the Chumash HaPekudim. So, Katan, Kufnun Tes, 159 Pesukim and Parshas Bamidbar, Chilkiyahu, Chelek Hashem. Ki Chelek Hashem Amo is Begematria Yesh. 310. And the idea is, as we read every one of these Shabbosos, and this is the final of the six Shabbosos between Pesach and Shavuos, the Pirkei Avos, which we start the reading of Pirkei Avos with a Mishnah, not in Pirkei Avos, but in Sanhedrin. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lohem Chelek Lo'olam Haba. The Mishnah uses the word Chelek, a portion. Chelek Hashem. Ki Chelek Hashem Amo is Begematria Yesh. Lahanchil Oyhavai Yesh. That's the yesh that every yid has, as the Gemara says, that every person has a chelik in Gan Eden. If he is zoicha, noitel chelkoi v'chelik chaveiroi b'Gan Eden, if not chas v'shalom, he takes a chelik in Gehenim. Kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelik l'olam haba. The hope is, the goal is to receive that chelik in olam haba, to be zoicha, to be a chelik Hashem, ki chelik Hashem amoi. Chilkiyahu, Chelek Hashem, and it's through this Avodah of the Yemei HaSfira, which is actually the Avodah of the entire life of a person, working on his Midos, humbling himself before Hashem, thus also humbling himself before his fellow man, in order to be able to unite with every Jew. And that's what Shavuos is all about. We look at Shavuos as the Yom Tov, only as the Yom Tov of Matan Torah, and it's the Yom Tov that has to do with learning all night and eating milchtiks and all these beautiful things that we do on Shavuos. But really what Shavuos is, Chazal revealed to us in the word Atzeres. You find also another amazing thing about Shavuos, that not everyone is Mesim Leib, that in Parshas Re'eh, which is going to be read the second day Shavuos, the Torah there talks about all the Yom Tov, and there it says something very interesting. Only by Shavuos this is said. Also, only by Shavuos. The Pasuk says, after it says, Shiva Shavuos Tisbar Loch Mehochel Chermesh Bakoma, and then the pasuk says, "V'samachta l'fnei Hashem alaykecha, ata uvincha vitecha ve'avdecha ve'amasecha ve'halevi Hashem b'shorecha ve'hager ve'hayosim ve'halmon Hashem b'kribecha." Which it does not say this by Pesach, although it does say it by Sukkos, but by Sukkos it doesn't say "Misas nidvas yodcha asher titeim." And on the words "Misas nidvas yodcha," which means The more you have, the more you should donate. There Rashi says, "Hakol lefi habracha havei shalmei simcha." The more bracha one has, the more money one has, the more shalmei simcha. Those are the peace offerings that are brought to be misameach on Yom Tov. One should bring. And what's the purpose? V'kadesh kruim lechol, says Rashi. Invite people to eat with you. Since when do we look at Shavuos as a Yom Tov of invitation? Usually Pesach, we say, Kol Dechfin, Yesev Yechel. But the truth is, Pesach, we don't mish with others. Pesach, everyone eats their own seder. Pesach, really, we don't mix, except for Achron Shel Pesach. By Shavuos, it says, Kadesh Kruim Lechel. Then Rashi tells us, V'halevi, V'hager, V'hayosem, V'halmona, Arbo'o Sheli, Keneged Arbo'o Shelecha. Which means every yid has a son, a daughter, or if he's rich, he has a servant and a maid servant. Im ata misameach es sheli, ani misameach es shelcha. Yo misameach my four. Who are my four? Says Hashem. The Levi, the ger, the yosem, and the almana. Then I'll be misameach your four. Bincha ubitecha v'avdecha v'amasecha. This we find only by Shavuos. The concept of joining with others and being misameach. As the Rambam uses the expression, nefesh umlolim, like it says on Purim, the inyan of the Suda of Purim, it says it's supposed to be with other people, and it's supposed to be misameach the aniyim. And here we see by Shavuos the same idea. We also find in Emor, when the Torah talks to us about Shavuos, right after it finishes discussing Shavuos, it says, uvekutzrachem eskitzir artzachem loisechale pa'as sodacha bekutzrecha veleket kitzircha loisechalaket le'oni velager tazayv oisam. Shavuos is the Chag HaKotzir. Nothing to do with Matan Torah right now. Just the Chag HaKotzir, a holiday that falls out in the time when we are cutting the grain. And what happens then? Says the Pasuk, don't forget to leave grain for the poor. Whether it's Leket, Shikha, Peya. And that Pasuk is said right after the Torah discusses with us Chag HaShavuos. What does all this have to do with Matan Torah? And what does it have to do with Hatzeres? In Rus we read that Elimelech, Machloin and Kilyon, Naomi left Eretz Yisrael. Why did they leave Eretz Yisrael? There was a hunger. Vayehi b'mei shvayt ha'shoyftin. Vayehi ra'av ba'oretz. Vayelech ish mi beis lechem Yehuda, whose name was Elimelech. He left Eretz Yisrael. Why did he leave Eretz Yisrael? So Rashi says two words. Tsorus ayin. Stinginess. Vayelech ish. Oshir gadol hoya, says Rashi. He was a very great, rich person. Parnes Hador, he was no simpleton, obviously, he was a very tremendous Talmud Chacham and a great tzaddik, but he left Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laaretz mipnei tzorus ha'ayin, shehoisa einoi tzora ba'aniyim ha'boyim ledoichakoy, lekach ne'anash. Many poor lined up to receive some money or food from Elimelech, because it was a hunger year, and what he did was, he said, he's not dealing with this, he's leaving, he's going to Moav. Says the Alshech, he picked a perfect country to go to, because the Moavim were stingy. Al-Divar asher le-kidmu eschem ba-lechem uvamayim, which is why Moavim are disqualified. They are not allowed to marry Jews. Le-yovei amayini, Moavim b'kahal Hashem. Why? Al-Divar asher le-kidmu eschem ba-lechem uvamayim. Because they are not kind. They lack the simon of Klal Yisrael. What are the simonei umazu? Rachmonim, Baishonim, Goyim le-chasodim. These people don't greet others, even relatives. We were relatives of the Mayavim, descendants of Light, relatives of ours. They didn't come and greet us, Ba'alechem u'Vamayim, so therefore, they cannot join, they cannot be part of Kahal Hashem. And this we read on Shavuos, because in order for us to be part of Kahal Hashem, Shavuos, Yom HaKohol, we have to be Goyim Le'Chesed. We have to be kind to others, kind to Aniyim. We have to be willing to give rather than take. Torah is called Torah's Chesed al Shoina. It's not just learning for oneself, but a person has to learn and teach others, and a person has to be kind to others. And that's what we're taught on Shavuos, Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Not so much about how much Torah we're learning or how much Torah we're receiving, but how we have to, our character, what kind of character we have to have in order to be able to receive the Torah. The Torah stresses, invite people to your meal, and who should you invite? Leger, la'yosayim, v'la'almona. Leave leket shikcha upeya at the time of Chag HaKotzir. And look at the story of Rus, and you'll see how terrible Tzoras Ayin is. Tzoras Ayin, which is Tzoras, we know Tzoras comes because of Tzar Ayin, which is what, among the parashiyos that we read during the Yemei HaSfira, Tazria Mitzayra, which, as Rashi tells us in Parashas Mitzayra, that one of the reasons, or the Chazal tells us, the 10 reasons why Negoyim come, not just for speaking Lashon Hara, or Gasus HaRuach, but it's also for Tsar Ayin, which Tsar Ayin is a branch of Gasus HaRuach. An arrogant person doesn't want to share his wealth with others. That an arrogant person is stingy. A humble person who realizes that all his money is not his anyway, is willing, not only willing, but he wants to share with others. So Elimelech, in some level, was a Tsar Ayin, and as a result, Vayomas Elimelech Ishnami, and Machlon and Kilion die. And who comes out of all of this? Rus, of all people. Rus, a descendant of Moav. She grew up in such a family. Elimelech is from Shevet Yehuda, and yet he's a Tsar Ayin, and he goes to Moav. Rus is from Moav, and she leaves Moav and she goes to Beis Lechem Yehuda. Rus is the spark that existed in Moav that as a result we were not allowed to annihilate Moav for only one reason, and that was because of her. Because she had to be born, she had to come out. The same reason that Midian could not be totally annihilated because of Yisroi. And it's interesting that on Shavuos we read Parshas Yisroi and we read Rus. Yisroi comes from Midian, which Midian is from the words Modain Umeriva, which means strife, division. Yisroi comes from the country which is the root of the evil of strife and division. And after Yisroi comes, we read in the parasha called Yisroi, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Har. There's no more division. Klal Yisrael have united. Klal Yisrael have eradicated the klipa of Midian. Rus comes, and Rus, who comes from Moav, which is the klipa of Al-Dvar Asher Le-Kidmu Eschem Ba'alechem of Amayim, Tzoras Ayin, Rus comes, and throughout the whole story of Rus, we see her amazing chesed. One chazal say, the whole Rus was written just to teach you the greatness of chesed. Not only does she do chesed with her mother-in-law, which is also a gevaldige chesed, not everyone gets along with their mother-in-law. Chazal tell us that the relationship between a daughter-in-law and a mother-in-law is not a good one. And that's why when one sees a mother and daughter-in-law getting along with each other, it's wonderful, because it's not teva. Teva is, the Mishnah is throughout Shas, and Chazal tell us about Chamoisa and Kalosa. Here, Rus, whose husband has died, and she could have definitely gone back to her root, but it really was not her root. She instead joins her mother-in-law, of all people. Not only that, but even after she's given a place to stay in the field of Boaz, where the pasuk says, "Vayiker mikreho chelkas hasoda asher leBoaz," Rus is given a chelek, just like Klal Yisrael, a chelek Hashem Amoy. Rus receives a chelek in the field of Boaz, which is a remez. Also, Boaz refers to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Uzi Umauzi. The soda of Boaz is Klal Yisrael. We are the field of Hashem. Reishis Tivu Osei. We are His first grain, as the pasuk describes in Yirmiyah. We are the soda of Hashem. Now Rus has a chelek in the soda of Hashem, in the field of Hashem. Rus is part of Klal Yisrael. And the whole story of Rus proves how Rus was totally selfless. Total bittel. She came from Moav. She came from a royal... She came from the monarchy of Moab. She came from a family of Eglon Melech Moab. She could have had everything she wanted. She was a princess. She could have married a king. She could have ruled the entire area. But she chooses instead to join Naomi and have nothing, because she doesn't know she's going to marry Boaz. In fact, Naomi doesn't even know that it's okay. That halacha was first revealed later. So basically, Naomi tells Rus, you can come with me. I'm just telling you right now, you're going to remain single for the rest of your life. I'm not going to have any more children, and you're going to have nothing here. And Rus says, I don't want anything. All I want is to be part of Klal Yisrael. That's all she wants. Total bittel, total mesiras nefesh, and total chesed. Over and over again, we see the chesed that she does for Naomi. And even after Boaz tells her to stay in his field, he gives her a place to stay, and he says, you can come here every day and collect whatever you want. Says the pasuk, "Vateishav es chamoisa." She does not stay with Boaz, but she goes back to be with her mother-in-law. Total chesed, bittel. Rus is like a midbar. Rus is a midbar hefker. From Rus, we learn, all of us, how we have to eradicate the midos rois that we're born with. Rus originates from midos rois. She comes from the place of tsar ayin. She comes from Moav, the place of asher lekidmu eschem balechem uvamayim. But yet she works on herself. And she changes her character, and she totally transforms herself to become part of Klal Yisrael, and at the same time, she's mesakein her deceased husband, Machloim, who the pasuk says, V'lo yikores shem hames, a chiddush nifla about Machloim. Machloim married a goya, even though there had to have been some sort of geirus. It was definitely a geirus. It's not shy to say that Machloim and Kilian married goya. They were Megayana, but it wasn't a proper Geirus. And it wasn't until later that Rus was Nisgayer Kahalacha, Geir Kahalacha, the way it should be. And it proved retroactively that she was a Geirus from the beginning, as the Rogatchev says in his Perush on Rus, that it was a retroactive Geirus. So after she was Nisgayer Kahalacha and Boaz marries her and buys the field, then it was Nisgala that Machlein really was married to Rus. He was allowed to be married to Rus, and Machlein has a tikkun, and she's referred to as Eishes Machlein, because if there was no Geirus, why does the Navi refer to her as the wife of Machlein? They were never married anyway. It's not a marriage. There's no Kedushin. Machlein is a Goy. Rus was a Goya. But yet after this, she's referred as Eishes Machlein, and the pasuk says, V'lo yikores shem hames. The mace will not be cut off from Klal Yisrael, because the punishment of a boyel bas el nechor, of someone who lives with a goya, is yachres Hashem, that he's cut off. The punishment is that he's cut off, and here the pasuk is saying, V'lo yikores shem hames, that Machlein had a tikkun. Rus, in her gevaldike tzidkus, and a tremendous mesiras nefesh, who was later in this Gayer Kahalocha, and as the Gemara says, Ger Shen is Gayer Kikoton Shenoila Domi. A Ger is like a Koton who is just born. Every Yid on Shavuos is a Koton Shenoilad. Shavuos is like our Leida. In fact, it's Merumis in this week's Pasha. Ve'elah told us, Aaron and Moshe, the Pasuk says. These are the children of Aaron and Moshe. Be'yoim Dibra Hashem as Moshe Bahar Sinai. And the Pasuk only tells us the children of Aaron. The children of Moshe are not mentioned. So it says Rashi here. Why? Because he taught them Torah. When you teach someone Torah, it's like as if you gave birth to him. You become his father, his mother. You become his parent. Moshe is now the parent of Aaron's children because he taught them Torah. From the day that he taught Torah, which is on Shavuos, when it started, Moshe now is not only the uncle of Aaron's children, he's also the parent of Aaron's children because he taught them Torah. Every Rebbe is like a father. So Matan Torah is the leader of Klal Yisrael in a certain way. It's the leader of Klal Yisrael. We become now the B'nai Kel Choy, also in the Haftarah of Bamidbar. We become, which if it wouldn't be Erev Rosh Chodesh, we'd be reading the Haftarah of Bamidbar where the Pasuk says, from now on, you are the children of Hashem, especially now that you have received the Torah. So, just like a ger or a geiris is kekotan shenoiladami, and the stress is kotan, the amount of psukim in the parashas Bamidbar, 159, equal to the word kotan. So too, every yid on Shavuos is a kotan shenoilad. It's time to start over again. And that's atzeres. Atzeres is the opposite of tzaras. Elimelech was a tsar ayin, stingy. Being stingy means not being able to connect with another Jew. There's still some arrogance there. It's not tamim. It's not tamimus. It's missing in kichelak Hashem amoy. Shavuos is atzeres. What does atzeres mean? So Rashi in Re'e says atzeres means knufya, a gathering of people eating and drinking together. Knufya shel meichel u'mishta, and he quotes the pasuk in Shoftim where Manoach says to the Malach, Natsra na oisach, we will detain you here. And join us and eat with us together. Natsra na oisach. So atzeres means to join together with others and eat a meal, which, as we said before, Rashi says, is what Shavuos is about. Kadesh kruim lechel, invite people to your Shavuos meal. The Levi, the Ger, the Yosem, and the Almana, because in this depends how much Torah you're going to be makabel. In order for you to be makabel Torah, you have to join with others, even if they're not your type. That it's a true vayichad sham Yisrael neged ha'har can only be if you're willing to be with other people. A person who's stingy, a person who's a tsar ayin, does not get the message. He's not makabel the Torah on Shavuos. And in Rus we see the contrast between Elimelech and Rus. Elimelech is the tsar ayin, leaving Eretz Yisrael, dying and punished, losing his entire wealth and children. And then Rus comes, and Rus teaches us the opposite. From Rus we see what it means to be benevolent, the opposite of stingy, the opposite of greedy. But on the other hand, it all came because Elimelech went to Chutz La'aretz. Elimelech said, Eli Melech, I deserve the Malchus. As the Sfarim say, Elimelech knew that in Moav is the spark of Mashiach. Stay Moav is Begematria Mashiach. Elimelech knew that in Moav is the spark of Mashiach. That's why he went there. And even though he didn't live to see it, and his sons didn't live to see it, but it does happen. Megalgalin's chus al yaday zakai, a chus comes out of Elimelech's leaving Eretz Yisrael was an avera, but through that vayelech ish mi beis lechem Yehuda, as the Baal HaTurim says, is like the vayelech ish mi beis Levi. Vayelech ish mi beis Levi produces Moshe Rabbeinu the goyel rishon. Vayelech ish mi beis lechem Yehuda produces the goyel achra and it produces Mashiach. A parashas Bamidbar ends off al tachrisu es shevet mishpachos hakahosi. The Torah talks to us about bnei kahos. Bnei Kohos were counted first, even though Kohos was the second in the order of the three children of Levi. Gershon, Kohos, and Merari, Kohos is counted first because Kohos was the Talmud Chacham. Kohos carries the Aron. Kohos has more responsibility, and therefore Kohos is counted first. Kohos is elevated. And the Torah says, Al tachrisu es shevet mishpachos ha-kohosi mitoich ha-levim, similar to the pasuk in Rus, Vayikoreis shem hames. When one is connected to Torah, he will not, chas v'shalom, be cut off. There are 620 letters in the Aseres HaDibros, equal to the word Keser, the opposite of Kores. Kores is the same letters as Keser. When one keeps to the Torah, he is crowned with the Keser Torah, as the Rambam writes, that every person can receive the Keser Torah. And the Rambam describes in Hilchos Talmud Torah how a person should learn, how a person should connect himself to the Torah to be able to receive the crown of Torah. And in order to be free, chas v'shalom, from Kores. Keser and not Koreis. Al tachrisu as shevet mishpachos hakahosi. Those who are connected to the Torah are alive. B'zois asu lohem v'choyu v'lo yamusu, as the psukim end off here in Parashas Bamidbar. Rus connected herself to Klal Yisrael. She remains alive. She marries Boaz. And from that union comes David HaMelech, v'David hu hakotan. From that union comes Mashiach, who it's about Mashiach. It says, "V'na'ar kotoin noyheg bom." The pasuk describes Mashiach as a small youth. Does anyone really imagine that Mashiach is a na'ar kotoin? some 11-year-old or some 10-year-old is going to come and redeem Klal Yisrael. The Na'ar Kotai Noyheg Bam is how the Yeshaya HaNavi describes Mashiach, just like it says, V'dabar Hu HaKotan. And it means he's going to be the epitome of humility. Like it says, Oni V'roichev Al Chamoy, Rashi says, Oni Anvesa, not that he's going to be poor. He cannot be poor. A Navi has to be rich. A Navi has to have money. It's one of the conditions. The Gemara says, En hashchina shoyra el al oshir gibor, and so on. Oni means anvison, says Rashi and Zechariah. He is humble. Mashiach will teach all of us how to be humble. All of us how to be batel and completely to elikus. Total submission. Bamidbar, as it's brought down, that Mashiach will take us first to the Midbar ha'amim, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, who led us in the Midbar before bringing us to the shores, bringing us to Eivar HaYarden, and Mashiach, of course, will take us into Eretz Yisrael completely. First, it'll be through the Midbar HaAmim, which it could be Beruchnius, it means he will teach us this concept of being a Midbar, of being Katan, of being humble, in order that we should all be Chilkiyahu, Chelek Hashem, Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek L'Olam Haba. We should be Zaycha, all of us, to receive our Chelek, as the Pasuk, Ani Chelkecha V'Nachalascha, or as the Rambam ends off, Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, the famous Rambam, the last piece in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, which is kedai to look at, where the Rambam says, Loi Shevet Levi Bilvad, Elakol Ish V'Ish Asher Nodva Ruchai Oisai, any person who donates of himself, like Rus did, like Yisroi did, any person who donates of himself, is Zochet to all the great rewards, and he quotes that he ends off the pasuk Hashem Menos Chelki V'Chaisi Atotoy Mich Goyroli. That's how the Rambam ends off Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, that every year is a Chelik of Hashem. Hashem is my Chelik. Hashem Menos Chelki V'Chaisi, which is the amount of Sukkim and Parshas Bamidbar Chelki Yohu. We should all be Zochet to that Chelik, to Chelik La'olam Haba. And as the Zohar says, that Shavuos will be the time when Hashem will take us out of Golus. The Zohar says, "Be Yifkun b'nei Yisrael min Galus and Chag Hashavuos, we should be zeichetak to be makro the Shnei Halechem, the Shnei Kifsei Atzeres, and be zeichet to Toirasei Shel Mashiach, which is the penimius of the Torah that we got on Har Sinai the first time when Moshe Rabbeinu gave Moshe Kibbutz Torah in Sinai. That was the Nigla, the revealed part of the Torah. We should be zeichet to the penimius of the Torah. Yishakeinim in Ashikos Piu, as Rashi says in Shir Shirim, refers to the penimius HaTorah that will be revealed." B'bias Mashiach Tzidkeinu, we should be zeichet to be makabel the pnimius HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael, the Shana Zu Mamash.